enjoying the warmer weather. And it's a sure sign that summer is here when the sign goes up on Ely Square for the annual Kiwanis Club Strawberry Festival. And that is coming up on June 8th over at St. John Lutheran Church. And joining us to talk about that this morning, we've got the chair of the Strawberry Festival, Stan Wodella. Also with us, we have Major Robert Sears and Dr. Dennis Lehman. Stan, why don't you have a title? We've got a doctor and a major here. Is there a...
Well, the it's the swan song of the immediate past president of Kiwanis to take over the Strawberry Festival.
Ah, okay.
So I guess that would be my title as the swan of the program.
Ah, okay. This is obviously an annual event. People look forward to something like this. And I assume also a big fundraiser then for the Kiwanis.
Yeah, it's our major, one of our major fundraisers that we have to support the some of the things that we support is, of course, the Halloween parade that we're doing in downtown Elyria. It will be our 100th one this year. We have tumble books on the public library's computer system. We also do Safety Town, Project Eliminate, which is one of our international projects that we do with Kiwanis. And
finishing up our reading program in the Elyria schools, where the winners get bicycles and safety helmets. That's a big one.
How do you determine what you do locally? Obviously, there are national programs, but what about the local ones? How do you decide?
Well, obviously, a lot of these programs we do have been going on for years, and it's really to benefit children. And so that's one of Kiwanis' main things, to help the children. So over the years, and I'm a new guy here to Elyria, but Stan and Dr. Lehman, they've been here for a long time. So in the past, as programs come up, they look at what needs to be done. How can we help best help children? And so that's all these programs we just mentioned have come to be over the years of watching and studying, and how can we best serve.
And Major, you're the new president, is that correct?
Well, I've been into this for 9 months, I think, now, and I'm counting my days down because I know when I'm done, I'll be singing the swan song next year. But, yeah, and I've learned a lot about Kiwanis, a lot about the local Kiwanis, and although I've been a Kiwanian in other communities for a long, long time, every town is different, and what Elyria's got going are unique to this community.
Dr. Lehman, if you could grab the mic over there and tell us a little bit about, perhaps you're the longest standing member among the three here?
Oh, yes, among these three, yes.
Yeah. How far back?
Well, I was a member in Lorain Club back starting in the 60s, but then I came to Elyria in the middle 70s, came back here. I'm from Elyria originally, so I came here in the middle 70s, so I've been in here since then at Elyria Kiwanis Club.
Why is it so important to you to be part of that?
Well, it's interesting. As I when I joined Kiwanis a number of years ago, I really didn't know what it was, but it was I was in a partnership with another man who was of another service organization and thought we ought to spread out. But once I got into it, I realized how much good they do around the world and locally with kids and working with kids. And that's always fun to see what you can do for them. As Major just said, we've been finishing up our reading program where we ask third graders to read a book, write a report, then the teacher picks out the top three, and we go in and listen to the report, interview them. Then we choose the winner, and then the winner gets a bicycle. So we've been giving out a bicycle to the winner in every third grade class. And so it's fun to talk with these kids, see how much they're reading, and then to see their excitement when they do get awards and win. So it's really interesting to see that rewarding smile that they give you and get a chance to work with them.
And Stan, if you could grab the mic, same question for you. How did you get involved and why?
Well, I got involved by a friend of mine, Bob Hartman. I retired from the city about 5 years ago now, and I was just doing a little bit of everything around, you know, as retirees do. And he pulled me over his side and he says, "You're coming with me, and you're going to join this organization, and you'll be fine." And that's how it started.
When did he tell you you were going to be president? How did that work out?
Well, I don't know how that worked out. All of a sudden, I found myself on the board of directors. And then I was elected second vice president, and then you just kind of move up progress as the years go by, and then you're president. So That's how that happened.
I see. Well, it seems, though, obviously something clicked or it worked well that you wanted to be more involved in the organization.
Yes, I did. I really did. And there's some, I'm happy where I am right at the moment. I could go back after this is over with on June the 8th and just be a regular member again and sit in the meeting room and have a nice lunch instead of running around trying to get things done.
Well, I'm curious, on the 8th, on June 8th, depending on where you are in the Kiwanians, do they assign you different things, whether you're the guy who's scooping the ice cream or putting the strawberries or unpacking it? Because I was out there last year, and it's organized chaos in a sense. There's a lot of things.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
We usually hit a assigned committee. We have subcommittees. In other words, Stan, being the immediate past president, is chairman. And a few years ago, someone roped me into being permanent co-chairman since I'd done it before. But then we have committees, subcommittees we set up. And generally, we try to get some of the same people in charge of those committees. And then we take from the membership different people to be on each of these committees. So we have people who are servers. We have people who are doing the carryout. We have people who are doing the concession stand, people doing cleanup, people doing preparation. So everybody has a job, and we spread it out, and it all seems to come together at the end.
Do we know anything about this year's strawberry crop yet? And as a follow-up, how many strawberries do you need?
We use a lot of strawberries. Actually, we get the strawberries to make sure we get them. We used to try to pick them locally, but then it depended on the weather, the time of year, and if we set our date and the strawberries weren't ready, we were in trouble. We had to go to Pennsylvania or somewhere, so we tend to get them from out of state where we know we're going to have strawberries. And we use like 33 to 35 cases of strawberries, and a lot of preparation. Some people come in early. We wash them and we hull them, and then we have to chop them up so that we can put them over the ice cream. So we use quite a few strawberries. Then we have one of our members who also picks out the very nicest strawberries and makes chocolate-covered strawberries to sell.
Yes, I picked up a couple of those last year as well. It's that added value or that plus sale that they work in. Like, you know, just you come in for the one thing and you leave with a couple of others.
Right.
Well.
And then we have a nice concession stand. If people, besides having the strawberry shortcake, which is a real nice item, we have a concession stand. People can get a hot dog or cabbage and noodles and some chips. And then the drinks go, of course, free drinks go with the price of the ticket. So they can have a little more to eat than just the strawberry shortcake. But one of the other benefits is we do have carry out. So if people don't want to stay or can't stay, they can just make a quick trip through and take it home and put it together and eat it at home.
Right, and enjoy it as well. And again, it's the Kiwanis Club of Elyria's, their 2016 Strawberry Festival. It's at St. John Lutheran Church on West River Road, right there near the library or the roadhouse.
Yeah.
And then the other, is it the IHOP in the middle?
IHOP.
Is that the one that's back there as well?
Yeah, IHOP, right
there. And people can come by and pick it up. Now, I noticed a lot of people. Are all the people there Kiwanians, or do you bring in family members? Do you recruit people to help you out there?
We bring in whoever we can get. We need probably that night, there's probably 100 people working that day. And so our Kiwanis Club is 52. That tells you we have to bring in some outsiders. Most of it is family and friends and, people that have been around us before, people we know. We bring in some key clubbers from the high school as well. There's some of those coming to help us. And Key Club is a branch of, it's a teenage Kiwanis Club at the high school here. We've got some of those kids coming over to help us out. It's all hands on deck that night. And bring your friends if you can.
Absolutely. And if people want to get tickets for the, are they in advance? Do they buy them right there? What's the procedure for that?
Well, you can buy them in advance from a Kiwanis Club member. One of our members has also given us a phone number, which I'll let Stan give it because, he didn't bring them. We forgot our number. But there is another way. Look for the ad in the newspaper. And with that ad, you can call, leave your name and stuff on a phone. There's an address, an answering machine there, and we can get tickets to you. They're $6 in advance. They're $7 at the door.
And that gets you the biscuit, the strawberries, and the ice cream.
And a drink. We're there from 4 until 7:30, and it's, again, at, St. John Lutheran Church, 1140 West River Road here in Elyria. and that's from 4 to 7. Be sure to stop by because we're there. There's a lot of things going on. There's also a small band playing out in the back. You want to go out there and sit for a little bit and enjoy your ice cream. Watch Glenn make these humongous bubbles for the kids. There's a lot of stuff, you know, going on. Entertain you while you're there, and there's plenty of food, so it's a good time. We get people in here, they'll come up for, and they'll stay till we close. Just, you know, gather with friends and stuff and enjoy the evening.
Right. Who's making these humongous bubbles?
One of our members, Glenn, I don't know how he does it.
Is he the official bubble man that I've seen around Elyria?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah, you see him all over.
Okay.
Glenn Mittler is our bubble boy.
He occasionally will be placed in early morning hours in our parking lot down here. And we'll look out the window on a nice sunny day, and all of a sudden you'll see these large bubbles that he creates as well. So that's kind of neat.
It's interesting, I'll tell you what. Come watch Glenn.
And enjoy the Strawberry Festival. Again, it's the Biscuits, Strawberries, Ice Cream, Wednesday, June 8th from 4 to 7:30 at St. John Lutheran Church on West River Road in Elyria. Our guest today, Sen Waddell, also Major Sears, and Dr. Dennis Lehman. Thank you for coming in
this
morning.